This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
What are you doing to protect your family's assets? The exclusive sponsor of the Grant and Danny Radio Show, law firm of Condori and Murad, want to help you draft your last will and testament, set up a living trust, or put together a medical power of attorney. Schedule a free consultation with their attorneys today at kmlawyers.com. Be sure to tell them we sent you. That's kmlawyers.com. Thanks to Linnell for getting us up to speed. Our poll of the day, presented by Metropolitan Moving and Storage. Local, long-distance, residential, or commercial, 3 decades of best-in-class service and experience. We're asking you about some of the tribulations of the night that was.
It's a rough night for D.C. sports. Which moment hurt the most? Caps losing, down 3-1 versus the Canes. Wizards getting the 6th pick in the lottery. The Nats getting walked off in Atlanta. Those are your three choices. With all due respect to the Nats, they got a couple votes. That was nice.
Yeah, the Nats lose all the time.
6 straight, thanks.
And them losing one of 162 just can't compare to a game that may end your postseason before it's really getting good for the Capitals. And the Wizards spending a year preparing for and meticulously going about executing the correct plan to try to get better with a gigantic leap of the number one overall pick this year, giving you a shot to be really good really fast. And then that completely went up in smoke in front of our eyes. Not like the white smoke when it was time for the first American Pope ever.
No.
Different kind of, like a smoke, like an implosion, an explosion that ruined everything.
Mm-hmm. Like a conflagration. Like an, oh no, all my possessions kind of a fire. Yeah, devastating. I mean, I understand like an individual given season, the magic of this Capitals year where they were so good for so long.
Yeah, let's make our cases because we were on different sides of this. Mm-hmm. So I went Caps loss. Because to me, number one, if you get the number one pick, well, I think Cooper Flagg's the real deal. I guess you just don't know. It's a draft pick. Number two, it is a draft lottery. It's just not the same in terms of import overall as a playoff series. And if you get even 2-2 and you're coming back on home ice now, you might get past Carolina. My opinion has been all along, if they can get by the Canes, their worst matchup in this conference, that they could roll. This felt like the hardest series they were going to play. And now it doesn't look like they're going to get by Carolina. So because they lost last night, because that was the moment where you said this could be the end of the road this round, I put it as being worse than the draft lottery. But I certainly understand your case.
Yeah, the lottery wasn't about last night or even this season. This was like the direction of the franchise. This is like the, will my kids be interested in going to basketball games with me at some point? You know what I mean? And the answer is no. Like that's what last night was to me.
I feel that.
Like that was a rip away the hope. That was a no matter what you do, it's pointless because you're not Miami, New York, Boston, or LA. You're just wasting your time. You are a feeder system for one of the handful of teams that's part of the cool kids table. Everybody else, it's a waste. And you're just spinning your hamster wheel. That's what last night felt like. It felt like you had one chance to crawl out of that prison, that you're the primordial sludge trying to make your way onto from the ocean onto hard land and maybe walk upright one day. And you got eaten real quick by a seagull on the way by. It was all this effort, all of the pain, all of the jokes and all the whatevers, all the Ernie Grunfeld years rolled into this. Here was your chance to get out. Nope. Right back down to the bottom. Start climbing again or don't. Or die down here. That's what it felt like to me. It was an emptying feeling.
That's the better example at the end there. So, Batman, the pit that
Bane's prison,
Bane crawled out of. Mm-hmm. What was that pit called? That they all say the same thing. That they hum some sound.
Rise.
Yeah. And so, like, you have to climb out, and it's like hundreds of feet, and no one can do it. And mm-hmm. if you get out, you save your life. It's the equivalent of getting to the very, 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 very top. And then as you're like coming out, a bird flies by and hits you and you fall back down.
Yeah.
That's what last night was. You, Andy Dufresne'd your way through 500 feet of the slush to your point. And then a car rolled over your head. As soon as you got out of the drain onto the road, you got ran over. The amount of work that went into this, and you can laugh if you want to, but that's serious. Like the losing and the planning and the making sure that you're not that good and the money left on the table and what this front office correctly did to have a shot at last night only to have it not just go badly. Like badly means going okay is you got the second pick. Going badly is you got the third or the fourth pick. This was a disaster.
What was the worst possible selection they could have gotten? Six. That's what they got.
Yeah.
Like, there's no way around that.
So maybe it is worse than the Caps, because the Caps still can. Everyone will say they have no chance, but it won't be the first time they've been given no chance to respond in a series, mm-hmm. right? Down 2-0, hitting the road against Columbus years ago. You know, everyone said they were going to be eliminated, and they went on to win the Stanley Cup a few rounds later. So they could actually still win at home, then go to Carolina and win in the playoffs for the first time in 2 years' worth of series as is, 2019 and this year. And now you're playing a Game 7 at home. Like, that's not the craziest thing in the world. To then win a third straight in Game 7 is very, very unlikely. But it happens pretty routinely throughout the history of the sport. It's happened against the Capitals
sure.
more times than I want to talk about.
Yeah.
This is a years-worthy setback.
Mm-hmm.
And I said this on the show earlier, but I really do mean it. My excitement yesterday was legitimate. Like, I really was envisioning a future, not just because you get the number one pick. If they got the number one pick last year and they took Saar one, as much as I like Saar's game, cool, I guess.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that, but it's not that much right. That's the difference.
Cooper Flagg's considered a generational prospect. He is considered a game changer.
Mm-hmm.
He is what Zion was at Duke coming to the NBA. You're going to get national TV games because people want to watch Cooper Flagg. Like, that's what we're talking about. My son would have had a jersey in a week.
Mm-hmm.
I'd have gone to Kohl's or Target or whatever, and I'd have gotten him a Flagg Wizards jersey. That's not a thing. There's no Bub jersey in the mail. We're not doing that for this team that is, you know, 10-72. I'm sorry. It's just not a thing. Everything would have changed if they got that pick. And now it can't anymore. Bummer.
That's the summary to me. Is it doesn't mean that they won't get a decent basketball player. You'll find another Alex Saar. You'll find another, Keshawn George, or another, Bub Carrington, or a Bilal Coulibaly. Nothing wrong with those guys. But there's a difference between, hey, that's a nice, shrewd, smart piece, which I trust this front office to figure out and find. Difference between that versus the transcendent everybody gives a damn. Versus everybody buys in. Versus you have a chance to change the perception, not only among your own fans, among your own locals, but it's among folks nationally. All I've ever wanted is for them to be part of one of those teams that gets mentioned. Like, again, the example I brought up yesterday, it wouldn't make any sense, and it's not practical right now. But let's say the Wizards were a couple years ahead of this, and they'd gotten Flagg, and Giannis is exploring his options. And all of a sudden, you go, here are the few teams where it would make a lot of sense. Houston because of their young talent. Washington because of their young talent. I want to be one of those teams. They've never been one of those teams my entire life. And that was the path last night. That stupid number coming up theirs would have been the one shot to go, you look right, hey, look at that team right now. They're not great yet, but you could see it with Flagg and with Saar rim running, blocking shots and knocking down the occasional thing, presenting matchup problems.
Do you know how close they would have been?
Yes, I do.
Bub. And Poole and George and the young core with Saar in the mix, with Carrington, with Cooper Flagg. I mean, forget what they do with the veterans or not. Like, Marcus Smart came in. He actually gave them way more than I thought he would, because he actually was, like, coaching them up. But when I would watch games, Like, he's out on the floor.
Yeah, he's not sure to give a damn, I'll tell you that.
Yeah. And he's, like, telling them, do him up this way and do this. Like, that was crazy. That was cool to see. But forget who stays and goes of the other guys that had chances and, like, oh, this guy had a good game. And whether that's Champagne or Colby Jones, like, those guys are just place fillers, right? But you were close. And now you need one more guy. And you're right there. And then it didn't happen. You need two more guys. And one of them's got to come in a draft that you got to wait a year for and hope to hit the lottery in. And they do pick twice in the top 18. They pick 6 and 18. So it's not all bad. But with what could have been, that is just not that great a consolation prize. JR is in Boston. What's up, JR? How are you? Listening on the Odyssey app.
Well, you know, it's been a pretty horrible day, obviously. And you know how much I'm a hater. I love the Caps, and I'm annoyed with the Caps and everything else like that. But I'm going to have to go with the worst thing was just the pick. Being going from should have had first to having sixth, the worst thing. Like, and you cannot, I know it's not rigged, but you can't tell me that if you now take the 1 in 1,000th percentage chance and then combine it with all of the other, oh, look at L.A. happened to get what they needed. Oh, look what Dallas happened to get. All of those stories that you guys painted so eloquently earlier in the show, that we're talking one in millions when you actually combine all this stuff together that the first team hasn't got a pick. Listen, until the NBA changes their strategy of this 1 in 14% chance for all of these teams, which allows them to pick and choose as they want, and no one can say anything because, well, even though you're the worst team, you only had 14%. Those chances aren't good. You can't complain. No one else does it like that, who have got lotteries and stuff like that. NBA has to change. The Capitals have to come out. And if I was going to, you know, and play smart, if they don't play and dominate the next game, even if they win, they lose the series. As much as I love them, they drive me crazy. This whole idea that the Wizards, like, this is a huge loss for the future. Like, the two things that keep jumping in my head is Len Bias and Sean Taylor. Those, now, obviously, way worse scenarios, but how they affected the team is similar, where they could not do anything, get back to the playoffs for over a decade, for the Celtics and for, obviously, the Skins, now Commanders. Those are things that pop into my head because this is how much it affects the future of Washington. And let's be honest, Washington getting the first pick is not a good story. Everybody else that you would keep listing off for the last 7 years plus, these are all great stories.
But the only
NBA
one I would push back on, and JR, it's a great call. He always makes good calls. Thank you. The only one I would push back on is San Antonio, in a world where we're rigging the system, would not have gotten Duncan when they had Robinson, and they would not have gotten Wemby. Like, you can always come up with something, but it's not the same as LeBron staying home in Cleveland over going to Memphis, or Derrick Rose to the Chicago Bulls, or the team that just traded Anthony Davis gets the number one pick, or the NBA finally found an owner. It was like a restaurant that they couldn't get anybody to buy that sat vacant for years, and they just vetoed this trade because it wouldn't have been fair, and now all of a sudden that team gets the number one pick.
Yeah, wouldn't you know it to entice a buyer?
Right.
You're going to get the number one pick.
LeBron says, I'll go back to Cleveland, but there's just not enough ammunition there. They got to do something to show me. They got to find a way to get another piece so I know I can win there, because God forbid he had to go somewhere before it was set up for him to win already. That's your GOAT, ladies and gentlemen, young people. But anyway, Then they get the number one overall pick, right? So then he's like, oh, okay, well, now I'll get another great player. I'll go there, no problem. They got the number one pick when he left for Kyrie. That stuff is all so much better than just saying whatever you can come up with for San Antonio to get Wemby. And I would also just add, I do think if it was rigged like everyone thinks, then at some point the Wizards would have gotten the guy. And maybe someone would say that was John Wall. I don't know.
Yeah, when there was going to be new ownership. When Abe Pollin passed away, was transitioning to Ted, there's your gift.
There's your gift. But I think most of us would agree. Like, it's an easy thing to say or to do the big, oh, it's rigged, this is stupid. It's terrible. It's an awful system. It's not rigged, right? I mean, most adults would say it's not rigged.
So I happen to believe, you can mock me until I'm cold and in the ground. I think the Patrick Ewing cold envelope thing happened.
I do, too.
So now since then.
That was
where
in the 80s when it was the easiest to ever do it ever.
Yeah, one guy, like, they grabs the envelope and then went, no, I'm going to grab a different envelope. weird, and all of a sudden,
yeah. Read about that if you're not
the
familiar.
Superstar went to New York.
1985, I think, right?
Over the last couple of decades, with accounting firms, listen, there are executives in the room.
Yeah, Will, like PwC's got some dude watching everything.
You've got to turn your phone in, and so Will Dawkins, I think, was in the room last night. I think I've got that story right, where he knows what happened already, but you can't tweet it out, or you can't text anybody. There's an embargo, so he saw the whole process. I don't think it's rigged. I do think when cockamamie ridiculous results happen for seven straight years, your system sucks and is broken. And if a rube who's not totally plugged in can ask questions about your process, it tells you that it's irrevocably damaged and broken and you should fix it immediately.
Well, even if there weren't questions about the process, which you're right about, when there's a seven-year window without the team that most deserves the top pick getting the top pick, find another way to do it.
Find it.
This way is not working. I said this earlier. I think JR just referenced it. There was a 0.014% chance that what happened last night in the top three happened. And that's after the Mavs got the pick that they got to keep from a coin toss that gave them a chance in the lottery to even move up the board.
Yeah.
After they go 50-50 on heads or tails, then 0.014 to have the top three picks in that order. So it's a once-in-a-lifetime kind of thing that happened, if we don't think it was rigged, and I don't. But there have been too many of those. Stop leaving that opportunity out there. A team that is the 13th or 14th most likely to get the top pick shouldn't have a chance at it. If you want to make it six teams that have a chance at number one to make it interesting, I could get behind that. I think it should be three or four. No one else should have a chance at number one, number two.
Yeah, but there's a million fixes. You could do a lottery just for the number one pick, and then everyone else falls in line with record. You could make the top few teams, or bottom few teams as the case may be, like it used to be, way higher weighted percentage. I just can't have a team that's barely outside the top 10, or that's barely outside the playoffs, missing by half a game, getting the number one overall pick. Right? That's insane.
Let's go to Randall in Mechanicsville. What's up, Randall?
Hey, guys. Love the show. I'm not going to go into if it was rigged or not. I just think the lottery is stupid in general. There's way too many teams that can get the pick, as y'all were touching on. Maybe do four teams, you know, to get that pick. But my bigger picture that I was going to speak about was I don't think, and I told the Junks this morning, I called in, I don't think there's a more irrelevant franchise in sports than the Wizards. I mean, it's just definitely in the NBA. I think that goes to that question. They get almost zero time. They have zero attraction.
Yeah, zero cachet. Totally.
It's just so just it's a nothing burger.
But
all day,
Randall,
every day,
that all could have changed last night.
It could have changed, but it didn't, right? It didn't. And now they're back to what y'all are speaking to purgatory. They finished last, they finished third to last, they'll finish sixth to last, or they'll finish last again. And it's just the same old thing year after year with the team. It's been forever since John Wall was there, and they're not going to have anybody like that even remotely close. That was the last time they were attractive and to even talk about.
Correct, and that's why, and it's a good phone call.
Totally right.
That is why last night was so calamitous and such a catastrophic debacle of epic proportion. It's why last night was destructive and shattering to the organization. That's why, because what you just said is true. Nobody cares. They need to be resuscitated. Mm-hmm. They are on life support. They have been for months, and we're deciding years, actually. Should we pull the plug? Should we not pull the plug? And yesterday, we finally heard beep, beep, beep. It's like, get a nurse. Like, they're blinking. They're blinking. Beep, 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 beep. And it's like, oh my God, something's happening. Run in here. He's waking up. And then they died. And now it's over. There was a glimmer.
Mm-hmm.
Marty Schottenheimer style.
There's a gleam, man.
And then that was ruinous, what happened yesterday.
Yeah, there are so many places that were like Washington, that just moribund, you're not going anywhere, nothing good's going to happen, you're just okay, you're spinning your tires. And then lightning strikes. Nikola Jokic. They went to commercial. There was a Taco Bell commercial during Denver's pick of Nikola Jokic in the second round. No one had any idea that was going to be the most transformative thing that happened. But it did happen, and now they're a perennial contender with the championship under their belt. Same kind of thing happened with Milwaukee and Giannis. They were an afterthought. Nobody cared. It was a lot of Brad Lowhouse, Anthony Edwards back in the early 90s. They were irrelevant. And then all of a sudden you get an MVP, you get a championship. All it takes is that one lightning bolt striking, and it's never struck here. We've had fun moments, cool times, but you've never been the part of the cool kids table, and you've never been the desirable location where guys want to come play with you. And that could have changed last night, and it felt possible, and it died.
Vance in Annapolis, you're on Grant and Danny. How are you?
I'm doing great. How you doing?
Good,
doing well.
So I just kind of wanted to raise the question. I know obviously this can't be something that's done live, and we can't see the process, but how come it isn't recorded, and then you can go ahead and show us the process afterwards just to prove,
I'm with you,
this isn't rigged, this is a real process, this is what we do, X, Y, Z.
They should do that.
I'm with you, 100%.
I will have to ask that. That's a great question. I don't have the answer. Because you cannot do it live the day of in real time. It's not made for TV. They actually like pick seven balls, and there's different combinations, and I'm sure it's a big boring.
Yeah, you're handed a big old like bingo card, yeah. I think, of like all the different number combos that are yours. That's how we learned the story that a couple years ago, the Wizards had 6 of the 11 combos for the number one overall pick based on the first few numbers that were drawn. And, of course, they ended up with that good old 8th pick, I think, in the Wemby draft.
Who'd that turn into? Was that...
That's Wemby. Oh, you mean for them?
Bilal.
Yeah, that was the Bilal via the trade.
At least they made a good pick in that spot. And I give the front office credit because they have done that a bunch. But let's give them a little help.
I know. I like this group.
It'd be nice if instead of picking 6 or 8 or 18.
I want one of the picks where I could make it.
Yeah.
Fat zilch with my feet is up. Let me make one.
I think we should take Cooper Flag. One of those.
Boys, Cooper Flag. Write it down.
Grant and Danny on the Fan will take you up to 6:30. I still want to get into what Trey Hendrickson said today about wanting out of Cincinnati still. You're listening to the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Before we get back into the response from Wizards fans who are crestfallen today, and you can call us at 800-636-1067 to workshop some of those feelings with us on the phones, some huge sports news out of Major League Baseball. We had been waiting on a ruling from the commissioner of the big leagues, Rob Manfred, on this for almost a week, and it came down today. He had heard from the family of Pete Rose, who had petitioned him and asked for Pete Rose's lifetime ban to have ended with now Pete Rose no longer with us, having died at the end of his life, and that he could be basically unbanned, and that way he could ultimately maybe posthumously be celebrated in the Hall of Fame and get some of the things after life here that he didn't get during his life. And Rob Manfred heard that and said he was going to discuss it and get back with the decision, and it came down today, and that breaking news is that lifetime bans officially end with death, according to Rob Manfred, the commissioner of Major League Baseball, which means that one of the greatest hitters of all time and the hits king in Major League Baseball, Pete Rose, will now be eligible on the back end posthumously here to be a part of the Hall of Fame and all of the things that come along with honoring his legacy again now that he's no longer living.
And, you know, added to that sort of less headline, but still noteworthy, Shoeless Joe Jackson, and then the members of the 1919 Chicago Black Sox. So it's kind of an extension of that ruling, to your point, where lifetime ban, not to be flippant about it, but when your life ends, that ban no longer applies. And you can sort of get back to what this Hall of Fame is supposed to be, which is a factual retelling of the greats of the game, wrinkles and all, good, bad, and everything in between.
Yeah, I am a believer in, I've always been team, Hall of Fame is a museum. So I am for putting all the steroid users in the Hall of Fame, even the ones that have gotten caught, not just the allegations, the ones we assume that did it. But even, you know, Rafael Palmeiro who got popped, or, you know, anybody else, A-Rod who got suspended, they should be in. It's a museum. People are big boys and big girls, and they can make up their own minds as they walk around the museum and figure out what they want to think about players. But, you know, we don't keep things out of museums, or maybe that's a conversation for a different day. But, you know, we shouldn't keep things out of museums that are historical and tell our story. Our history should be presented, flaws and all. And I think in sports especially, that should be the case. So for me, I actually would have, you know, Pete Rose is a different story than the steroid users because of gambling. But unless he bet against his team and then tanked because of that to lose, which was not the case, best we could tell, then I think he should have been in anyway. But I'm for this ruling, not just because I like the idea of the museum telling the positives, the negatives, and letting people decide for themselves, but I also think it's common sense, right? Mm-hmm. If you have a lifetime ban, you're not alive anymore. It's not a forever ban. They didn't say the ban is in perpetuity for all time. It was for your lifetime, and your life ended. So this seems to me like a pretty easy decision for Rob Manfred.
Yeah, I think so. And it is a softening because lifetime had sort of previously referred to forever. And you're right, that's not the word. It's not forever. I mean, my stance is even, I don't want to say simpler, but the way I've always felt is these gatekeepers of the Hall of Fame have appointed themselves to a larger role than they're actually afforded. And what that means is, who decides who's eligible to play Major League Baseball? Major League Baseball does, right? They decide it in real time. For example, if I committed some kind of gruesome violation and was like, can I play Major League Baseball? And let's say I was good enough, Major League Baseball could be like, you know what? No, you're not eligible. And therefore, I'm out. All these players played Major League Baseball. They're the ones, the league decides who's eligible. The role of these voters is supposed to be, in my view, did what they do on the field, was that good enough? And if it's not, have that conversation. If it was, you do that. Instead, they've appointed themselves these weird sort of cultish guardians of some sort of set of values that remains moving and nebulous, etc. They've got all these guys in there who won't, who like one guy, I can't vote for this dude in the first year, but I vote him in the second year. He's either a Hall of Famer or he's not. This new distinction of he's a unanimous Hall of Famer. He's a first ballot Hall of Famer, but he's more of a third ballot. All these weird sort of cultures and headings about players or not. The whole thing is cockamamie to me. The whole thing is wrong to me. And these guys have way too much power. It should be scrapped, started over with. Major League Baseball said, this guy played from this amount of time. Did what he did Hall of Fame worthy? Someone says yes or no, and that's the end of it. But they've decided that certain moral things have to be upheld, not others that are way worse. That have nothing to do with cheating in baseball. So the whole thing is so weird to me. To me, yes, Pete Rose has always should have been in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, the motto for the Hall of Fame is preserving history, honoring excellence, connecting generations. There's nothing about morality, you know, in that right. Motto. But that's the news of the day out of baseball, and it's significant. And this is, you know, something that's going to shape the way the Hall of Fame probably operates, and voting is done by the committees that get the veterans in after the fact for years and years to come. All right, let's go to Rod in D.C. wants to hop in on the NBA lottery. What's up, Rod?
Hey, what's up, guys? Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, buddy.
So, look, like we all know that the lottery sucks. The NBA knows that the lottery sucks. The NBA works exactly how the NBA wants the lottery to work. So when it sucks and we fans don't get the desired result, it's like, hey, the lottery sucks. It's not our fault. It's the lottery. But I think Dallas got, and I know conspiracy, Dallas got rewarded with the number one pick for doing the league a favor and kind of like resetting that Supermax contract once they ship Luka away. Because there's no other reason for that. Like, it's so weird. It's so weird. So we could say, you know, 1 + 1 = 11, or it could be 2. But I don't know. The lottery sucks. We know it sucks. The NBA knows it sucks.
But what you're saying is, and you're not wrong, the lottery's not good. But it's doing what the league wants it to do. And what I'm saying to you is, I agree, and my point is the league is wrong.
Mm.
The league is wrong. Tanking, number one, is not as bad as the league pretends like it is. You can't have both. The inability to sign a superstar player via free agency and also a very little chance to actually win that player in the lottery. In a sport where the Wizards can never sign one of these guys, they'll never want to come here. They're not one of the haves. When Kevin Durant is from here and has business ventures here, he doesn't even want to have a meeting with
them.
Not
even a meeting.
In a sport like that, where the players run everything and they get together and they're in cahoots while they're under contract and the same agent operates for all the agents on all the teams and it's all nonsense, and at the All-Star game, they're all forming the next super team in a way that is ridiculous and wouldn't be acceptable in any other league, but happens in this league for some reason. You can't have that where there's only a few teams that really have a shot and matter, and then also make it so hard for the bad teams to get those players. In a world where the Wizards can't get that guy, the Utah Jazz can't get that guy, Milwaukee can't hang on to that guy, mm-hmm. Dallas can't hang on to that guy, and whatever else, what you need to be able to do is control your own destiny a little better. So if you don't want to give me the NFL, where you just pick in the order of how the teams finish, which, by the way, you should do it that way, and tanking is not as bad as everyone thinks. It's a great way to rebuild. The Wizards are doing the right thing, the correct thing. Then you need to have the percentages skewed very, very differently. In the order of standings, they should be massively different for the worst team and the bottom two or three teams to have a 60, 50, 40% chance, not a 14% chance to get that pick. Because in your league that you've created and the player empowerment that exists now, everyone gets to call the shots that says the Wizards, in this case, who I care about, but most teams will never have a shot at any of these guys.
Yeah, you know who the teams are.
The only path forward is the draft.
You know exactly who the teams are right now that are not the cool kids. They'll never get that free agent just because it's the cool city. You can name them off the top of your head. You don't even need me as a prompt. And Washington's one of those teams. I wish it wasn't the case, but they have been. And they'll continue to be until something can change, and that was the way for it to change.
Let's go to Will in Arlington. Last word on this. Will, what do you got?
Will.
What's going on, Ryan, Danny?
Hey, buddy.
Chilling.
Hey, man. The Wizards are the Clippers or the Mavericks before Steve Ballmer and Mark Cuban bought those teams.
Mm-hmm.
In the sense that when I was growing up, the Clippers didn't win more than 15 games a year, and it seems like they get the number one overall pick every other flipping year, or, you know, top five pick every year. And the same thing with the Mavericks. The Mavericks weren't tanking. They were just terrible before Mark Cuban bought the team. And it seems like because D.C. isn't the fifth largest city in the country like Dallas is or whatever it is, and you know, or it's not L.A., it gets doo-dooed on nationally or even locally sometimes, because it's not about politics in this town. It's always about the Commanders, you know, winning or losing, and everyone else in this town, you know, just not living up to the expectation that the nation's capital should live up to, being the sports town that it is.
Thanks, Will.
Yeah, man.
I got two tweets here. One from Chris in Hyattsville. He says, it's debatable if the NBA lottery actually discourages tanking at all. It doesn't. Tanking is not down. I made this case in the first segment. There is as much or more tanking now as there's ever been in the NBA. It has done nothing to quell it. It's another example that it doesn't work.
Yeah.
It's stupid. But beyond the point, other tweet that I like here is from Delta, who says, NBA business model is not parity. The business model equals 4 to 6 teams and 6 to 8 players. What it is, man.
Yeah.
It's the ultimate haves, have-nots.
That's right.
I mean, the class structure, it's like the super, super, super rich and then everybody else. And the rest of the teams don't really have a shot, although look at the Eastern Conference right now. This is a fun development with Indiana and New York up big. Going
and by the way, is what should be celebrated right now. But it's not. Agree. It's not the headline. I mean, it's everything but this.
Grant and Danny on the Fan. Trey Hendrickson, Cincinnati Bengal. Will he be for week 1? Wait till you hear what he said today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
One of the names that we talked the most about for the Commanders as a possible target this offseason was Trey Hendrickson, the edge from the Cincinnati Bengals, who led the NFL in sacks last year, has led the NFL in sacks over the last 2 seasons combined. He has had a total of 17.5 sacks each of the last 2 years for 35 over 2 seasons. He was an All-Pro. He was the runner-up in the Defensive Player of the Year vote this past season with the Bengals, where he really came into his own over the last 4 years. Started his career in New Orleans. He spent 4 seasons in Cincinnati. He's very durable. Has not missed a game since 2022. They still haven't fixed the edge position. They didn't do that in the draft. They didn't do it in free agency. It's a pretty big hole, and it's a major concern going into the year as to whether or not they're going to be able to generate enough natural pass rush without having to mix and match personnel and get creative with blitz packages. It seems like everyone just assumed that the ship had sailed, that Trey Hendrickson is still with the Bengals, even though they re-upped with Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins. I remember I said to you that day, well, how is it possible they're paying Joe Burrow all that money, then they're going to pay Ja'Marr Chase, record contract receiver, then they're going to pay T. Higgins, really good contract for a wide receiver, and they're still going to break the bank for $30-plus million for Hendrickson. Didn't feel like it was quite done yet. Well, today he was at the facility and he was talking to a reporter, and it's pretty clear he's still really unhappy. So here are some of the specifics for that conversation, Danny. You can jump in whenever you want to. But Hendrickson has been told that he needs to be at the June minicamp or he will be fined. If he misses the first day, it would be $16,000. The next day it would be $32,000. The next day would be $49,000. He says that what has transpired is between me and Zach Taylor, but he said we've tried to keep it the least amount public as possible, but at some point in the process, it becomes personal. Being sent 30 days before mandatory camp, or however many days it is, that I don't show up and I will get fined alludes to the fact that something won't get done in that time frame. With the lack of communication post-draft, it made it eminently clear to my party, meaning my wife, my son, and my agent, and a small group of people, that I had informed them that this might not work out. I don't think it was necessary. I think we should have all hoped for the best until proven otherwise. Other things have transpired, like the importance of me being here in OTAs doesn't seem to be respected. I think I've carried a lot of respect. I don't mean to insinuate anything about anyone's character, but that was disappointing, I think. That's the word of the offseason. He used the word disappointed a lot today.
Yeah.
He said it's gotten personal between him and the team. And when he was asked, will you play on this contract? If you don't get a new contract, will you play this season at his base salary of $15.8 million, salary cap hit of $18.6 million? He said no.
The only thing that's happening right now is they're playing hardball, talking about Cincinnati. They're within their rights to do that. You can negotiate however you want to. I don't know that. Again, what's the end game here? What are you hoping for? You hoping the player signs an extension? And maybe that happens if all of a sudden you turn nice and throw a bunch of money in his face or whatever.
I think you're just hoping that because of the risk of fines with the new CBA, he can't hold out all season.
Yeah.
At some point, he's got to play. He'll be unhappy. But guys like him, you know, leaders and you know, team captain types, they're generally not diva malcontents.
Right.
So the worst case is he doesn't show up until the last possible second, and then he plays for you down the stretch, and then he walks.
Yeah, you're trying to take advantage of his good nature. I mean, again, so when he turns it to that it feels personal, it does. In other words, like if he was a diva or a malcontent or a guy that wasn't going to show up and wasn't going to pull his weight and was going to be an agitating problem, would you treat him better knowing that he'd be more of a problem? That's counterintuitive. right? So I understand his frustration here. Now, again, they're within their rights to not give him a new contract. Nobody says they have to. But if the end game is I want him to be here and I want him to be happy and I want him to play for me, you would have handled this differently, I think. I mean, again, this reeks of Bruce Allen, Trent Williams, and kind of the end of the saga. Different circumstances, obviously, but the whole time I'm going, what's the point of all this? What do you want? Do you want the all-pro left tackle to be the all-pro left tackle here, or do you want him gone? Do you want him to be mad? Do you want other people to think worse of you because of the way you treated this guy? I don't get the upside here for Cincinnati. Because to me, again, what I would be doing is if I didn't really want to give him all the money that he wants, I'd still try to engage and say, hey, this is where we are. This is what we want. We love you. We think this. And you maybe you string him along. I don't know, but there's a right way to do it other than, hey, man, I know we haven't talked in a while, but if you don't show up in a couple of weeks, we're finding your ass. Have a good Sunday.
You could tell it didn't go over well.
That ain't good.
But he made it very clear today. He will not play this season under his current deal. Now, I don't believe that because he doesn't really have a choice.
Mm-hmm.
If he doesn't show up
you can't accrue.
Before the end of the deadline, then you don't accrue the year, then you don't hit free agency, and they just hold your rights in perpetuity. So that's not a reality. I also don't know that he's a guy that's going to sit out a full season. My guess is you could sit out mini camp, get fined, sit out training camp, get fined several million dollars, whatever, and eventually show back up. And normally the team doesn't make you pay that if you come back before the start of the season or whatever. You could even go into the season. We've seen some of the really good players in the league do that at times where a game, two games, three games. I'm thinking of the Chiefs' big defensive tackle 2 seasons ago who wasn't there for the Lions game, if you remember. And he came back the following week.
Why am I blanking on his name? Come on.
Chiefs D tackle, Chris.
Chris, I keep together Chris Singleton with the 18th pick for the Wizards.
Darius
That's not
is
who
blanking
it is.
As well. Linnell's blanking.
Chris Jones.
As well. Chris Jones.
My God.
The four
Jones,
of us together,
we couldn't remember.
We're trying.
Jones.
It is the least forgettable, rememberable.
You know
name
what?
Ever.
When is the show end today?
Chris Jones. Did he ever run the 40, by the way? We got to look that. Let's watch him run the 40 during the break.
Oh, my God.
I don't know if he's ever won the 40 at the combine. What's up, Linnell?
Jones is almost as bad as not being able to spell Ripken.
Almost as bad, but not quite. But yes, you're right. The four of us together might even be worse. Chris Jones. But anyway,
Jones.
It occasionally happens that somebody is not back for the start of the season. I could see him maybe missing a game or two, but he's going to play the vast majority of this season. So it's just not reality that he'd sit out the year. But the Commanders should call them today. And they should call them every day.
Mm-hmm.
And they should offer everything that they can over and over and over again until they get a deal. He doesn't want to be there. They don't want to pay him. You need him. Figure this out.
What would a future deal look like? Let's get into that.
Yeah.
So this draft.
800-636-1067 is the number on Grant and Danny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate, whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family. Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.